Hi, friends. Welcome to the first episode of my podcast, The Quiet Miles. I named that first episode Too Young to Settle, as we're going to talk about going away from your hometown in your 20s. I've been wanting to do a podcast for a while, but in today's society, it's really hard to try to create something without being judged by a lot of people. But I told myself, fuck it, I'll do it. And if people are not happy with it, that's fine. I'm sure some people would love this podcast. So, what's better to start with traveling in your 20s? So, my name is Eva and I live in Canada now. I'm 25 and I've been traveling since I'm 19. Traveling away from homes means that I fully moved away from home. I did travel when I was in high school. I went to a lot of countries on holidays with my parents or by myself. So I already had this little thing in me that wanted to discover the world, which was way easier to move after university. Since I'm a kid, I've always liked to do a lot of stuff. I've always liked to do a lot of activities, and I always had this void in me. And I couldn't find the reason why it was here. And then I realized I just wanted to travel all the time. So I've decided after I graduate, I got my fashion designer certificate. And then I was supposed to move to London for an internship. But turns out COVID happened and I was not able to do that internship for some reasons. So I've decided that it would be a good time to travel and start discovering myself. Little side note, my mom is Canadian. She was born in Canada, so she was able to give my sister and I our passport. So I have the dual citizenship. I am fully French, but I am Canadian, which allow me to stay in the country as long as I want. So this is pretty cool. So here I am, graduated, don't know what I want to do with my life as my internship got canceled. And at that time, I was 19. So I've decided to move to Canada and I started moving to Ontario. Worked as a wrangler for about 6 or 7 months, met the most amazing people there. And it was my first like home away from home. I still go back to that ranch. There, I've been back there about like 2 or 3 times, and one of the time with my great friend that I've made the first time we were there. So I met her in the first month I moved to Canada, and she's became a really close friend since then. She lives in Germany, but we still stay in contact, and we went back to that ranch together. And that first feeling of moving away from home is intense because obviously I'm not moving to Italy. I moved to Canada, which is 10-hour flight to Ontario, Toronto. I stayed in Toronto for a few days and then moved to that ranch. That was my first experience away from home that long because again, I've been on holidays a few times before. I've been to South Africa, I've been to most of North Africa. I traveled a lot through Europe, but the American continent, I've never been there. And Canada was my opportunity to start discovering the world. I was really young, and it requires a lot of bravery to move away from home at this age. I've met a few people here, and they're 18 now, and they've been taking a gap year, and I think they're really brave to do this that early in their life. You kind of just need to realize that. It's also great for yourself to travel this early in age. I've become really mature. I am really strong and independent. I can do everything by myself. And even if sometimes it's hard to be away from my family, I've made some really, really great friends here. And I think traveling in your 20s is the most important things to do because this is the time when you can mess up your life. You can just do whatever you want because you can settle at 30, you can settle in your 40s, in your 50s, but I feel like your 20s are a part of your life that you need to discover and get adventures and fail at many things and success in a lot of things too. But this is made to experience life, and I'll never say it enough. I've always been really proud of myself for moving away from home that early in age. I lived in Ontario, I've lived in Alberta, I've lived in Quebec, I've lived in BC. I've been to pretty much a lot of province in Canada. Right now, I'm based in BC. But yeah, I did travel a lot through Canada during my first 5 years. And again, obviously, it's really hard. It requires a lot of bravery. And now that I am here, I tend to forget what I was, all the experience I've made for the past 5 years living away from home. And I realized that I'm really strong because I've been through a lot of things. Good and bad, both really, but that's what forged you and made you strong at the end. I would have not seen myself doing a corporate job at that point. I think I've always been the kind of person who likes to travel. I don't really have permanent roots. In Canada, I still want to move everywhere and just keep traveling. I've been to Central America too. So I just want to say that if you feel like you have a void in your heart and that you don't feel happy at home, because I've never felt happy in France. There's a lot of judgment there, and I did not feel comfortable living there. It was kind of hard for me to stay there without being like so sad. I was not happy with my life at all. I've been bullied in high school because I was a different kid, and usually when you're different, people don't like it, so they're bullying you for it. I've never really liked where my parents lived for a while. Now they moved away in the south of France, but we used to live in the north, and I did not like that place. I did not like the house I was living in. I had a lot of bad experiences in it. So right now they have a fresh start. They live in the south in that gorgeous house that I really love. I love spending time there. I love spending time with my parents. But after 5 years in Canada, I feel like my home is definitely here. It is really hard to move away from home, because you have, yeah, again, all your family, you have your friends, you have your roots, but I think it's necessary. And I'm not saying that you have to travel the world in your 20s. It's an advice. But if you do want to settle, if you're studying, and if you want a kid, if you want a dog, if you want to get married, I know a lot of people from my high school that did that. This is great for them. I'm really happy for them, and I'm sure they're really happy themselves. And this is great for them. This is not my life path. I feel like I need to discover more and more. Another issue is I wanted to talk about while traveling so early in your 20s and also not needed to go home, as personally with my passport, is that I have never enough. It's never enough for me. So I want to see the world before I die. And it's funny, I told my mom one day, I was like, I feel like I'm not traveling enough. I feel like I'm gonna die. I'm not gonna be able to see the world. And she's like, look at where you are now at 25. You've traveled already so much. It's okay. And I kind of gave myself a limit for like, kind of like until 30, I allow myself to fully travel. So I still have 5 years to do it. And I realized that I've already done a lot for my age. And this is about today's generations. It's people are going away more easily than my parents' generation or our grandparents' generation. And that helps a lot because there's so many things to see in the world. Like there's so many cultures, so many countries. And it's amazing to discover all that, because I don't think you meant to stay at one place your entire life. Again, I know some people that don't want to do that, and that's okay. But if you're the kind of person that feel like something's missing in their life and that you want to see something else, please, please, please go away. Take your backpack, take your brain with you, and just go make a lot of memories. And I don't know if you saw those videos on the internet right now, that those people that post a video of them before backpacking and then after backpacking, and you see a huge difference between them. Well, I guess that's life experience. In the next few episodes, I will tell you about a few different experiences that I lived like ski resort experiences as a wrangler and tell you a bit more about my 5 years so far. Also, no matter what your close friends and people around you think about what you want to do, this is your life at the end. This is your decision. You have to pull up with it. And no matter if your parents say that you have to study or that you have to get a great job and corporate job, if you don't feel like it, please, please don't do it. I know it's easy to say because I've always had really understanding parents. They always let me do everything I wanted. They always were really proud of me for achieving all my goals and my success, and they tell me all the time. And I know there's some parents that are, oh, you have to have a job, you have to have a family. My grandparents are like this. They were both doctors, and when they knew that I was going to go traveling, they lost their mind. Thank God I don't talk to them anymore, but I know this is hard. I know some people won't agree with you going away, but if this is what you feel like at the bottom of your heart, if this is what you want to do, do it. Don't do it for the others. Do it for yourself, and I promise you that this is worth it. Obviously, you will feel homesick sometimes. I still do after 5 years. Lately, I've been through a period of time that is really hard in my life, and I'm away from my family. It's really hard. It is part of the downsides of traveling, and especially settling somewhere, not just traveling in a country for a month in backpack. Settling somewhere, as I live in Canada now, it's really hard. And even some friends that have been here just for a year, taking a gap year, and they're like, I miss home. Is that weird? And it's like, this is not weird at all, because this is all of your anchors. Like, this is your family, this is your friend, and this is okay to feel like this. Obviously, you won't be happy all the time when you travel or when you move away, because you cannot be happy like this all the time. And another episode that I will talk about is people thinking that they're not allowing you to be sad when you're away from home because you're supposed to be the lucky one. And that's an episode I really, really want to talk about because I don't think that's right. All right, friends, it was a little introduction to my podcast. Yeah, I still have so many things to tell you, but that was a first episode to tell you to pursue your dreams and to pursue what you want to do without thinking about everyone else's opinions. And I'm telling you at the end, this is all worth it and your life will be changed forever. And even if it's a month or two, even if it's for a year, even if it's for 5 years, I promise you, you'll never be disappointed by traveling. Well, I hope this episode helped a few of you and that you liked it. And I will see you in my next episode.